Okay, I wrote it down because I'm nervous and I might forget. So I'll first give you a little background of who I was before the Lord saved me. Then I'll tell you how the Lord saved me and then how he changed me. I did not grow up in a Christian home. I never really heard much about God, and I didn't go to church. By the time I was 16, I was getting interested in witchcraft. All I filled my mind with was stories or movies about the occult or the supernatural. I went to live with my grandparents, and I would go to church with them sometimes. I did not want to go. I goofed around in church just to be rebellious. I would mock the preacher in my mind when he would talk about Jesus. I remember being invited to Judy's house for dinner, and I found out her dad was a pastor. My dad had to push me through their front door because I didn't want to go in. I thought Christians were weird, and I wanted to have nothing to do with them. When school started that year, my cousin was being sent to a Christian school. She was my best friend, and I didn't want to go to high school without her. So I asked my dad if he would let me go to the Christian school. On Wednesdays, they would have chapel in the morning. I remember the pastor telling people to raise their hand if they were saved. I had no idea what he was talking about, so after chapel, I asked him what saved meant. He showed me in the scriptures and told me that I was a sinner and Jesus died on the cross for my sins. He said I needed to ask Jesus to save me. So after school, I went home and got on my knees and asked Jesus to save me. The Lord changed my heart and mind and brought me to himself. Now, this is the exciting part for me because I love to tell how the Lord turned my life around. Before I was saved, I did not seek him and I didn't want him. But he sought me and he found me and he opened my eyes and showed me who I was and who he is. And I love that song we just sang because that's my testimony and everyone's, I'm sure. Here are a few things I love to tell about how he opened my eyes. Now, these are exciting for me because they happen to me, but I like to share them. The Lord showed me right away that all the witchcraft and things I had filled my mind with were wrong. I had a bonfire and I burned it all. There was a movie that was a favorite of mine that I had watched a lot before I was saved. So after I was saved, I sat down to watch it again, not thinking anything of it. And someone in the movie said a bad word. I felt like someone had just slapped me across the face. I had never heard or noticed the bad words before I was saved, but the Lord opened my eyes and showed me it was wrong. Another thing that happened was at Christmas time, a few months after I was saved, we were singing Christmas carols. I forget which song we sang, but all of a sudden, when we were singing, I said to myself, that's who I've been singing about.
Yes.
I sang about Jesus all my life and never knew who I was singing about. And one more example of how the Lord changed me is that my family would have a lot of family reunions. I never liked some of my great aunts and uncles. I always thought they were weird. So the next time I had a reunion, I got to talking with them and found out they were Christians. I was so excited. So the family I did not like, I ended up loving. So I'm so thankful the Lord opened my eyes and saved me. I once was blind, but now I see.